on.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are, as always, invited to take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Take control at 855-450-FREE. That number is toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. You may also reach us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way, if it should please you. So with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So I wanted to talk about the Viper Squads. Maybe you're a newer listener to Free Talk Live. You haven't heard about these things. Maybe you haven't had the displeasure of encountering one. I have not. Mark, have you encountered a Viper Squad at any point?
I don't travel in bus stations very often.
It's also train. They're going after train stations as well.
I haven't found a situation where it feels like, to me, a bus or a train offset the value of moving faster through an airport. I'm not no fan of dealing with the TSA at the airport, but I just... buses and trains just don't do it for me. I'd love to take the Amtrak's auto train that runs from D.C. to, like, Orlando, but that thing's ridiculous compared to driving a car from D.C. to Orlando.
So, according to the New York Times, as hundreds of commuters emerged from Amtrak and commuter trains at Union Station, Washington, on a recent morning, an armed squad of men and women dressed in bulletproof vests made their way through the crowds. The squad was not with the Washington Police Department or Amtrak's police force, but was one of the Transportation Security Administration's Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response Squads, VIPER teams for short, assigned to perform random security sweeps to prevent terrorist attacks at transportation hubs across the United States. The TSA, huh? Said Donald Neubauer of Greenville, Ohio, as he walked past the squad. I thought they were just at the airports. With little fanfare,
he's wrong.
Yeah, with little fanfare, the agency best known for airport screenings has vastly expanded its reach to sporting events, music festivals, rodeos, highway way stations, and even train terminals. Not everyone's happy. TSA and local law enforcement officials say the teams are a critical component of the nation's counterterrorism efforts. How many times have you heard about the Viper Squad busting a terrorist?
I don't think the TSA has ever been responsible for picking up any terrorists.
That's correct. But some members, but they say they're a critical component. I mean, they're critical.
Well, I mean, that's what government says about everything. I can't imagine there's a government program
that
isn't credible. The rural electrification squad or whatever they are, they're probably critical too.
But
as a matter of fact, in my town, it is, as a matter of fact, every town in New Hampshire, it is mandated by law that they have an illuminating oil inspector. This would be the person that would go around and check the lamps, the street lamps, to make sure they have enough whale blubber. This person is critical. Now, of course, they don't actually have the illuminating oil inspector.
So they're
anymore.
Violating their own laws.
They're just
laws.
Breaking their own laws. But nonetheless, if you tried to get rid of this, somebody, some union somewhere would probably say, for God's sakes, we have to have this.
Some members of Congress, auditors at the Department of Homeland Security, and civil liberties groups are sounding alarms. The teams are also raising hackles among passengers who call them unnecessary and intrusive. But what's new? I mean, hasn't all that been done, all that hand-wringing and frustration already happened about the TSA at large with the airport situation? And how'd that change anything?
Not really much.
So our mandate, according to John Pistole, the administrator of the agency, is to provide security and counterterrorism operations for all high-risk transportation targets, not just airports and aviation. The Viper teams are a big part of that. But some in Congress say the TSA has not demonstrated that the teams are effective. They haven't even demonstrated that the TSA teams at the airports are effective. Their own tests show that they miss almost everything that comes through.
Right. If you look at the whatever news you can find for the TSA's red team, you will often find that they miss 100% of guns, knives, and bombs they test themselves on. Sometimes you'll get lucky and find a story where they don't miss 100%. They only miss like 75%.
Civil liberties groups say that Viper teams have little to do with the agency's original mission to provide security screenings at airports, and that in some cases their actions amount to warrantless searches in violation of constitutional protections. Well, that's all true. However, let's look at the way government actually works. When you create a program, and you're never going to get to do this, but let's just say you could. they're not going to put you in charge, but let's say you were.
Never.
you created this program, and whatever the program is, you've sculpted it, you've crafted it in the way that it that you believe it will work the best. This is going to be the program that helps the American people. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about. It could be weather prediction. It could be TSA. It could be, you know, the NASA. Whatever. This is the best program that could possibly ever be created. Well, first of all, it's not going to work that way because you're going to create it in tandem with 534 other people in, you know, Washington, D.C. or whatever your state legislature might be.
Well, those 535 people that aren't even responsible for the actions, they actually turned it over to some alphabet
soup. Well, I was going to get to that point, right? So first you're creating, it's not just you that's birthing this program. It's you and a whole bunch of other people that all have political logs to be rolled and backs to be scratched and corporations to appease and all of that stuff.
Right.
So when it finally gets through, and actually if it passes, it will no longer look like your original proposal.
Yeah. It'll be like Obamacare.
Right.
Somebody wanted single payer health care. What did they get? They got a government mandate to buy insurance.
Exactly. So then the program, as it has been initially created, goes into effect. However, you are not the administrator of the program. You may have thought up the original methods and the, you know, written down the rules, but you don't get to administrate it. So you don't have any say over the day-to-day operations of the program. And when the program begins to stray from its original path of whatever it was intended to be, as the TSA has done here with the Viper squads, you know, these critics are saying, well, they were supposed to only be in airports. Well, now they're in train stations.
Remember a year ago when the Congress critter that put this thing together, one of the Congress critters put the thing together?
Oh, this was much longer than a year ago.
It was 2 years ago?
No, it's much longer.
Really?
We've been talking about Viper squads for years.
No, I'm talking about the Congress critter that put together the TSA, TSA itself. The whole idea said that they had lost their mandate, that they were making a big mess, talking about private airport.
He was frustrated because it wasn't what he intended.
Right. I mean, for God's sake, you, the listener, listening out there in listener land, who thinks that it's a good idea that we make some government program, think about it for a second. A member of Congress saw his government program turn from his darling baby into some kind of, you know, horrifying monster, and he didn't have any control over it. You, a peon compared to these people, what makes you think, where do you get off even imagining that you're going to, oh, we should have a law. Yeah, we should have a law. Sure. Only when angels run the government. When humans run the government, then what you're doing is you're putting a monopoly privilege on some particular aspect of life into the hands of fallible human beings. And we have seen, not over the course of 200 and something years of the United States, but over the course of thousands of years of recorded history, that when you put these roles into the hands of people that claim a monopoly on them, those people are corrupted. Those people have no responsibility for what they do. They do things in a poor manner, they're inefficient, and when you receive bad service, or even malicious criminal service, you have no recourse. Why do you have no recourse? Because you put it in the hands of monopolists. We actually have, in this country, the height of stupidity. We have a monopoly that enforces the rule that there may not be enough monopolies.
Yeah, and who's surprised when everything turns out to be just inherently corrupted, unfixable, totally screwed, putting the corporations in control? I mean, there's nothing that you can do. I don't want to make it seem like it's hopeless, because it's not. There's nothing you can do generally where you might be. We did talk about the Free State Project in the last hour. I think that's a viable solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime. But look at what's happening with the TSA. The TSA has already expanded. The New York Times is acting like this is news, but it's not. The TSA's Viper squads are old news. This is just appearing in the New York Times. Maybe it's, I mean, I can't even imagine it's the first time it's appeared in the New York Times, because we've certainly covered it a number of times in the past on Free Talk Live when they've cropped up at bus stations and train stations. And now, according to this article, they've cropped up at rodeos. They've cropped up at concerts.
I don't remember the rodeo story.
Music. Well, that's what they're saying here. And then we've never covered that story. But music festivals, highway way stations. I mean, they're coming to more places. And if it's true, we know it's not, but if it's true that the TSA makes people more safe, then you shouldn't be surprised when you start seeing TSA checkpoints at your schools. when you see them at the, you know, at
the mall. Why not have it at work? If they can do it at a rodeo, why can't they do it at your office building?
Exactly. Why not any old place on any road going somewhere? 855-450-FREE. And if that happened, would that make you feel good? Would it make you feel safe and secure? Toll free, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That would be why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we will continue taking your phone calls. Also, tell you more about the Viper squads. They're the TSA teams that are supposedly randomly going to places like bus stations, train stations, and apparently now concerts and other places you might not have expected to see the TSA. We'll continue with that discussion, but first...
On Free Talk Live, we talk about getting some precious metals, gold or silver, for a variety of different reasons. Among them, to be able to do business amongst your friends and neighbors and loved ones with gold and silver. Real money, commodity currency. And there's an interesting item over at gold.freetalklive.com called the Valcombi Bar. The Valcombi Bar is a gold bar. It's 50 grams, and it's scored into 50 1-gram pieces. So if you want to do business in gold, you can do it with the Valcombi Bar. It's a fascinating, neat little piece. Go check it out. It's available at gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you get great rates at gold.freetalklive.com, but you're helping us in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones. We'll tell you more about the Viper teams here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the number. We go to Jeremy in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, Mark and Ian.
Welcome, sir.
So, well, I think it's great those Viper teams will certainly provide people with jobs in this bad economy. But what I want to talk about was drunk driving. I don't see the harm in drunk driving. I think there's a lot of it seems that there's a lot of excuses made when someone commits murder with a vehicle that they weren't paying attention, they were tailgating. They were tired. There's all sorts of excuses, and instead of being charged with murder one, and I know, you know, or murder two or whatever, they get off with manslaughter. They get off with a slap on the wrist. And if you kill somebody because you're not paying attention, well, you know, I'm sorry, you're just as responsible. I don't care if the guy who hits me head on going 100, I don't care if it's an inexperienced teenager driving who's completely sober, or someone who's not paying attention and they didn't realize they were going 100, or if they were pissed drunk. At the end of the day, well, I'm dead.
I got that. I think that what we're talking about here is manslaughter in all circumstances.
Right, because you have to have intentions for murder,
there's
right?
There's no intent with the murder.
Well,
but
that,
I do get the
intention is there. The intention, you when you hop in that car, you make a decision when you're driving that you're either going to pay attention and be a competent driver or you're not. You choose to do that.
Well, we're talking about legal terminology here and the specific definitions.
I think that what the point you make is valid, and that point is it doesn't matter if you're a poor driver because you're drunk or you're a poor driver because you're balancing a cup of coffee on your head, applying your lipstick while playing with the radio. Like, it doesn't matter what the reasons are, and that there are some – it's interesting how the law really differentiates between somebody who's imbibed alcohol, somebody who's texting – and somebody who just doesn't pay attention. We've all driven with these people that are that they think that driving like a bat out of hell is some kind of badge of honor, and it's not. It is irresponsible as hell.
Is this an attack on fast drivers? Because I find that people that are unaware, situational awareness, they're much more dangerous than, I mean
people that change lanes in an irresponsible fashion often. If you're changing lanes often, I'm probably talking to you, but I may not be. People that are changing lanes very close to cars, that are playing like that, you know, there's some kind of Capri racer out on the... I think that going fast is one thing, but I think one can go too fast also. And I think that has something to do with speed limits out there. Somehow or another, they've been able to make it work on the Autobahn in Germany, but, no, we couldn't do that in America.
Do you think there's a way to incentivize police to actually go after unsafe driving? I mean, because at this point, they do the DUI checkpoint, and it just turns into a shakedown against every driver out there where they write seatbelt tickets and, you know, can they search your car and that sort of stuff.
Are you talking about a quick fix, or are you talking about some kind of societal change? Because I have both of those. From a societal change, I don't think that the government should run the roads. They're bad at running everything, and they're bad at running the roads. From a quick fix.
Well, yeah, just because they're bad at it, they're not going to give that up, though.
Agreed. A quick fix is this. You take away the financial incentive away from police departments. Many police departments around the country make money when their cops give out tickets. In New Hampshire, local and county police make nothing. You know, all the money goes to the state. So you can see, oftentimes, these police are less likely to give you a ticket.
More likely to give a warning.
To give a warning if they think you're, you know, just kind of, you need a warning. They're more likely to give a warning. I think an even better step than that, because you still have the state trooper problem, is, well, let's talk about giving this money to, you know, a charity of your choice. If the organization is good enough to get a 501c3 designation from the federal government, it should be good enough to get people's speeding money.
Good solutions.
Wow, Jeremy? Good solutions.
Doing it for a while, man.
Well, these are the kind of things that we may actually be able to see come into reality here in New Hampshire, thanks to the Free State Project, where, you know, we actually have liberty-oriented people who've been elected who can put in legislation with neat ideas like that. Will it succeed the first time? Maybe not, but maybe the second or third time around that it's tried will have enough clout to make big changes like that. One thing I'd like to see is legalized driving. I mean, because there's
legalized
a lot of people...
Driving.
Yeah, I don't know if it happens down there in Rhode Island, but up here in New Hampshire, they're arresting people all the time for driving without a government permission slip, and then those guys have to go to jail. In some cases, they'll go to prison for just driving, trying to go to work. It's ridiculous. Jeremy, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855, 453. Almost happened to him, maybe? Yeah, it happens to a lot of people, like a surprising amount of people. I look at the arrest records every single week just here in the Keene area.
It's a real spiral. What a lot of people don't know, what I don't know what it's like, is what happens when you get that ticket. So somebody gets a ticket, they do or they don't know that they need to pay it off, and they don't pay it because maybe they don't have the $500 or whatever the ticket is, or maybe they just didn't know they got it. Happens all the time.
Possible, yeah.
Or they pay the ticket and some government bureaucrat messes it up. A variety of these things happen.
Or like what happened with me, they suspended my license and sent the notice to an old address, despite the fact that I had told them of my new address. So I didn't even know that my license was suspended until one of the police in the area who saw me when I was on foot did me the favor and gave me the heads up. Said, hey, did you know your license was suspended?
Yeah. And it's interesting, by the way, that they keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I happen to know that
he did me a favor.
He did. I'm just saying they're keeping an eye on you.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse in this circumstance. So, then your license gets suspended because you didn't pay the ticket for whatever the variety of reasons are. And then once your license is suspended, then you have, you get pulled over. You get taken downtown.
That's right.
And...
car gets impounded.
Most Americans, I'm sorry to say, don't have, another $1,000 or whatever to get your car out of impound. Most Americans don't have this kind of money. So then you're dealing with, sitting in jail for a week. A lot of people, if they sit in jail for a week, they lose their job. They lose their job, they lose their apartment. They lose their apartment, they lose their girlfriend.
Then I mean, they can't make the payments to the court.
Happens all the time.
Absolutely. And it's only affecting usually the people that can't afford it. The rich people could just cut a check and make everything go away or hire an attorney or whatever. 855-453, you can tell your story. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Jim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication, and many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up whatever you want. You can also do the same thing on our website. Go to freetalklive.com where you can control the content by submitting the stuff that you're interested in or that you think we'll be interested in or the listeners will be interested in to the front page of the site. It can then be voted upon. You get to vote on the things that are there. People can vote on that which you have submitted, and ultimately we'll look at the votes and look at the articles, and maybe we'll share some of that stuff on the air. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive as we continue here. We'll talk more about the Viper Squads coming up.
I talked about commodity currencies, gold and silver, recently, and I also wanted, in just a couple segments ago, I can't remember, was it one segment, a couple segments, whatever it was, recently. And I also want to tell you about another commodity currency, and that's called Bitcoins. Bitcoins are sweeping the globe. They are an online currency, they're digital, they're peer-to-peer, they're open source, they make it possible for you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees. That in and of itself is incredible and will likely, I mean, think about it, you can send money on the internet without paying any fees. What has Western Union been doing for decades? If Bitcoins can take 20% of Western Union's business, they will be a resounding success, and they can do that. So what I would recommend is I think Bitcoins are going to continue to go up in value. I think you should buy some Bitcoins. A way to buy Bitcoins, you can look at several different options of ways to buy Bitcoins out there. BitInstant is one that we've talked about here on Free Talk Live. But when you do buy Bitcoins, you're going to need a place to keep them. And blockchain.info, that's the best online wallet that there is. There are more secure ways to keep your Bitcoins, but I use blockchain.info for the spending money. If you've got...
Like what you'd put in your regular wallet.
Yeah. It's encrypted. It's got encryption techniques that work right in the browser. It keeps blockchain or the FBI or the NSA or whoever from seeing how much money you've got in your account. It keeps them from having access to your account. If you use blockchain carefully and use the tools that they have there, it's impossible for them to see how much money you're sending or receiving. And it also they've got encryption tools there and other tools that allow you to send bitcoins and receive them anonymously. You can join millions of Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Back to the story about the Viper squads. Maybe you're fortunate enough to not have encountered these guys, but the longer the TSA is allowed to exist, the more likely you'll encounter one of these squads. They are a group of TSA agents who do not work the airports. They go to bus stations. They go to train stations. They apparently have also shown up at music festivals, rodeos, and highway way stations. Mm. This according to the New York Times article published yesterday on this topic, or excuse me, 2 days ago at this point. So they're kind of giving you a rundown of what Viper is, and some are saying that these things don't have anything to do with the TSA's original mission of providing security at airports, and in some cases their actions amount to warrantless searches in violation of constitutional protections. But remember, that's what they're doing at the airports anyway, so all the TSA will have to do is point to the airports and say, well, we're doing it over here. What are you talking about, constitutional violations? Clearly these are reasonable searches. I mean, terrorism, terrorism, terrorism. We've got terrorism, and so everything's reasonable. Well, of course, there isn't really any terrorism of which to speak that's really particularly noteworthy that has happened within the last decade.
Most of the terrorism arrests have occurred in the West are people that have been trained, funded, equipped, and in some cases, like, driven to their location by the FBI.
Correct. And those guys were busted by the FBI anyway, not the TSA. So there's not a real terrorism threat, and nobody that I know is afraid of terrorism. If anybody's afraid of anyone, it's the government people. They're the ones who are putting peaceful people in prison cells. They're the ones imprisoning Bradley Manning. They're the ones that are going after Julian Assange. They're the ones that want Edward Snowden. All of these people are very valuable individuals to the ideas of freedom, and that's what the real threat to the state is. They're not afraid of terrorists. They're afraid of people like you standing up for yourself. They're afraid that you may decide that you don't need them anymore. And when did you ever really need them? When did they ever really do anything for you in the first place? Wasn't it always just a big lie, and that you just kind of figured out later on you'd been lied to?
I think that everybody sort of innately understands that we need protection, and the government offers protection. That's what they offer.
Purports to offer protection.
I think that governments could offer protection. But what my suggestion here is that we may not be at the pinnacle of governance in human history. Maybe there's something beyond the idea of a republic or a democracy, whatever terminology you have for this socio-fascist government that we have here in the United States. Maybe you even think the parliamentary process in European countries is a step forward. There's an argument for that. But I think that it's just a baby step forward if it is any of those things. And, it's the height of hubris. And it's silly to think that somehow we know today in the 20th century, 100 years ago, our great grandfathers or great grandfathers were pooping in outhouses. I mean, you don't know what the best form of government is. The suggestion that you think the Constitution was written by God, handed down to George Washington as he walked down Mount Vernon and he gave it to us on stone tablets is ludicrous. The fact is that there is a better form of government out there. And you just don't know what it is, and neither do we.
It has to do with not threatening violence against your neighbor.
That's a good start, but I'll bet you the best way to come up with that form of government is competition. Here in the United States and around the world, you can't compete. All the land masses are basically taken, unless you want to go live in Antarctica, and I'm not convinced they wouldn't come after you there.
Yeah. As long as they thought you had money.
Right, indeed. You might be able to get with some friends and go someplace, but there's actually a story from the 70s when some libertarians tried to build up a little piece of reef out in unclaimed waters, and the Tonga and, let's see, New Guinea, Australia, and I think it was Indonesia got all together, and they said, okay, Tonga, you got to go out and take care of them. So they sent out a PT boat, you know, just a 50 cal mounted on the back. But try to imagine what a 50 cal would do against a small group of people trying to build an island for themselves. They're going to tear them to pieces.
Yep.
And they said, get out of here. And they got out of there. This is what happens when you try to compete. You try to do something else. All of the frontiers are gone. And this is what we've got left.
Well, there is
now we have to just argue with each other over the best way to do things.
There's still a frontier. It's an ideological frontier, and the frontier is the frontier of freedom, which is I don't like the term battle or war, but it is the idea is to get this concept out and to help people see the value in leaving their neighbors alone.
There have always been an ideological... That's I think a patently ludicrous statement. I'm sorry, Ian. There's always been an ideological frontier. You've always been able to say, dear God, my serfs, why in the world should we let another human of flesh and blood like claim to be a king and rule us all? And then the guy comes through and jabs you with his spear and sticks your head
right
on a pike.
Now.
There's always been an ideological frontier. It's just up until that point there has been a physical frontier where one could go and say, you know what, I'm sick of this king thing. I'm going to go out here and live on my own. So now there is a frontier.
What was wrong with what I said? I'm sorry. I'm confused.
You said that there's still a frontier.
That's what I said, an ideological frontier. I didn't mean a physical one. That's why I said ideological.
Okay. So there's a frontier out on the water. If you want to buy an old cruise ship and get a bunch of folks to live on that, I think that you could probably create, a marginally more free society.
Until the gunboat comes around.
So it could be, but at least in the cruise ship.
But you're right.
Leave.
There's always going to be resistance against these kinds of changes. The people that are in favor of the status quo are going to put up a fight, and they are because they don't want to lose their positions. They don't want to lose their control. They don't want to lose the money, the power. And
those things are great.
We're even seeing it here in New Hampshire, and I think you're probably going to see it at freekeen.com. If it's not up tonight, it'll probably be up tomorrow. Garrett Ian, who's been on our program with us, one of the Robin Hooders, in Graham, a couple of the Robin Hooders were threatened the other day by some local thugs. So apparently the parking enforcement officers have been seen talking with one of these local thugs. One of the officers has been seen more than once talking with one of these thugs. And this dude is a hulking, intimidating, scary character. He ran after Garrett. Luckily, Garrett was able to outrun him and then attacked Graham by knocking him off his bicycle. And, these guys are just straight up thugs. And that's what's happening. Even though Robin Hooding is a very positive form of activism that's arguably the best and most positive form of activism I've seen in New Hampshire, it's still rustling feathers. People are still upset. They want to fight about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over, but unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. We've got listening options. Lots of them. Live streams, got those. Three of them, as a matter of fact, available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on our streams. You can get those at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. So one of those streams will fit your internet connection. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about our over 120 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've plus got satellite options like XM satellite radio, and we're on free to air. You can pull a Free Talk Live off the LRN.FM channel on free to air on Galaxy 19, available all across North and Central America. Thanks to Bitcoin webcam, we've got that too, and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and learn more and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com. Matula is on the line in Washington. Matula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, y'all, I can feel the camaraderie in the room. Y'all brothers are really brothers. I can hear y'all arguing. Check this out, bro. Man, I hear what y'all saying about the driving and the license thing. Man, it's pretty crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm 37. I just turned 37 a couple of days ago, and I spent half of my life, I was raised in Texas, but I've been up in Washington the other half. It just depends on the level of your state's police state. I realized after being in Washington for 16 years, the police state it's not so bad, but Texas is bad as hell, man. I remember growing up 15, 15, running into checkpoints everywhere I went. DUI checkpoints, all kinds of checkpoints. They have them in Washington occasionally, but it's not so much. But every time I go back home, it's the same thing, you know?
I heard that I was listening to some news thing on the radio today, so I don't have my sources in line. I don't like to make statements without sources, but the fact is that what I heard was that 80% of these checkpoints, they're not finding drunk drivers and they're not finding immigrants. They're finding
pot smokers.
They target
people without registration.
You could be walking or riding on a bike, you know what I mean? They'll stop you anyway, especially if you're of color. You know, that's how it works.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
yeah, I share that concern. I was the same way, Matula. I moved up to New Hampshire, and then after 6 years of being here, went back for a visit to Florida and was just struck by how many police there were down there. I mean, it had always been that way, but I'd never really realized the stark contrast until I actually went down there again.
Speaking of that, man, I want to ask you guys, what's up with the Bearcat they trying to bring to y'all area? Are y'all fighting that really hard still?
I posted an update on it yesterday at freekeen.com. It was actually early this morning when I posted it. It was read on the air last night, so if you check out last night's Free Talk Live, we read Carla's response. She's the president of the Free State Project.
Most importantly is that the police chief of Concord has apologized, or backtracked, I think is better.
He backtracked a couple days ago. I heard rumor that there was a weak apology that came out recently, but I haven't seen it for myself yet. So I don't know about that. But no, the Bearcat is still on the way, but the activist community is going to turn out in hopefully great numbers to the next city council meeting in Concord, New Hampshire, to oppose this. For those that don't know, the Bearcat is an armored attack truck that some might call a tank that the police departments all around the country are being given by the Department of Homeland Security. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. It's money with a 50 cal, so I would call it that. I got you, bro.
Not all of them. There's the option to mount a 50 cal, but it doesn't come by default. Like the default, the low level. What do you call that when you get it's a car? It's a basic.
The one costs $283,000. Another one costs $350. So I know what you're saying.
There's different packages in there. I mean, basically, the base level cost is like $250,000, and then on top of that, they add in various different add-ons. So, like, it doesn't have to have the gas injector thing. It doesn't have to have the turret on the top. It doesn't have to have a bunch of these accessories. But yeah, you can kind of the police departments can kind of pick and choose to accessorize the unit how they would like. Anyway, Matula, thanks. Anything else you want to share?
All I gotta say is I respect what y'all are doing. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. We'll keep you informed on the Bearcat as that develops. There's going to be that hearing on Monday night about that, so we'll let you know as we know more. TSA's Viper Squad is continuing their operations at various different bus and train stations now, apparently even concert venues, rodeos, highway way stations. These guys are popping up all over the place. Kalia Barnes, the administrative law counsel at the Electronic Privacy Information Center in Washington, said to the New York Times that, quote, the problem with TSA stopping and searching people in public places outside the airport is there are no real legal standards or probable cause. TSA officials respond that the random searches are special needs or administrative searches that are exempt from probable cause because they further the government's...
Who needs that probable cause stuff?
Well, get the reason here, Mark. Because they further the government's need to prevent terrorist attacks.
What more excuse could they possibly need?
Well, this is the classic argument from necessity. And the government loves to make this argument.
Well, the Bill of Rights is not a document of necessity. It has been modified throughout 200 and something years, but out of necessity, I'm using quotation marks there. But when it says the right to free speech shall not be infringed, press, and these sorts of things, when it says this, that's not an argument from necessity. That's saying that a person's right to speech shall not be infringed.
That's true. I mean, you and I can read that, and it seems pretty crystal clear. However, over many, many years, the government has found that by simply claiming that it's necessary, that they can violate any of the provisions of their Bill of Rights.
Yeah, I don't think the Bill of the First Amendment has the verbiage shall not be infringed, but I think that most Americans see it that way.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter even if it says it shall not be infringed.
Congress shall pass no law is what the terminology they use.
That's okay. It wasn't a law. It's a regulation.
Right. It's not a law. It's a regulation.
They created a new agency that created a bunch of regulations.
It's not on the federal level. It's on the state level. It's fine.
So there's always a way around this. And ultimately, even if they just want to blatantly violate the Constitution, they can just say, well, we had to. Terrorism. It's necessary. Look, don't you want to be safe?
That's all they have to do is say terrorism.
And are you scared, by the way, of terrorism? Or is it the government that's more likely to be frightening? TSA officials respond that the random searches are special needs created in the aftermath of the 2011 attacks. The 2001 attacks. The TSA has grown to an agency of 56,000 people at 450 airports. The Viper teams were started in 2005 in part as a reaction to the Madrid train bombing in 2004 that killed 191 people. The program now has a $100 million annual budget, and it's growing rapidly, increasing to several hundred people and 37 teams last year, up from 10 teams in 2008. Remember, we're talking just about the Viper program. That's the $100 million budget there. TSA records show the teams ran more than 8,800 unannounced checkpoints and search operations with the local law enforcement outside of airports last year. 8,800 unannounced checkpoints and searches in the last year, including those at the Indianapolis 500 and the Democratic and Republican National Political Conventions. The teams, which are typically composed of federal air marshals, explosives experts, and baggage inspectors, move through crowds with bomb-sniffing dogs, randomly stop passengers, and ask security questions. By the way, I saw a great video. I think I posted it on our Facebooks and those sorts of things earlier today. How to survive a traffic stop. And if you go to our Facebook page and scroll down just a little bit, you'll see that video. I think it's relevant here. Because when the police are asking you questions, you are under no obligation to answer them, as I understand it. Now, I'm not an attorney, but that's my understanding of things. If you get pulled over, generally your obligation is to provide identification, you know, whatever driver's card you might have, and some sort of form of registration, and in some, you know, most states, insurance proof. And that's it. You don't have to answer their questions. And it's great. This guy in this car recorded his interaction with a police officer. He started with the window partially rolled down, and the cop actually even accused him of rolling the window up, which he did do, actually, at the beginning of the video. He rolls his window up just so it's cracked, which really upset the cop. And so the cop starts asking him, why do you have your window only cracked? Or, why won't you roll your window down? And the guy's answer is, I don't answer questions. And the cop continues to ask him questions, and his answer to every one of his questions, and he's kind of asking some tricky questions, trying to throw the guy off, the guy's answer is every single time, I don't answer questions. And no matter what this cop says, he would not roll his window down for him. And the cop tried a nasty trick. When he brings the ticket out, the cop holds the ticket just outside of the cracked window. And the guy is telling the cop, well, would you go ahead and put that in the window? And the cop is very reluctant to actually do so. He wants him to roll the window down so he can, you know, reach his hand all the way out to grab the ticket. But he didn't roll the window down, and eventually he gets the cop to basically, you know, throw the stuff through the window.
I'm no fan of the not rolling the window down trick. I know you've done it, and certainly I've seen people do it. I find that it's just a bit more belligerent than I'm willing to do. But I think a great question, great questions for police are questions like, are you conducting an investigation? Am I being detained?
He did ask, am I being detained toward the end of the video as well. But I love the answer to it, the cop trying to pepper him with questions. I don't answer questions. That's all he said. And I thought it was very powerful. Anyway, you can see that on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. We will continue with hour number three on the way. Have you encountered one of these Viper squads? Would love to hear your story. This is Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum of Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.